Britain's Prime Minister, Tony Blair, is expected to announce on Monday the suspension of Northern Ireland's power-sharing government of Protestants and Catholics. One of its key members, Protestant Unionist leader David Trimble, has been threatening to step down unless the Sinn Féin party is expelled. Today, Blair met with Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams in a bid to end the standoff and save local rule. But it appears that London will once again have to take over administration in the province. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London.
Under the 1998 Good Friday Accords, the British government agreed to hand over administrative power to Belfast. The agreement produced the Stormont Executive. That's a coalition of Catholic and Protestant leaders who now handle most of the day-to-day affairs in Northern Ireland. On three occasions since then, that executive has nearly fallen apart. Each time, the British government stepped in to prevent it. Things were moving relatively smoothly until last Friday. That's when police raided an office run by Sinn Féin, the political arm of the Irish Republican Army, and a member of the Northern Irish government. In the office, police say they found evidence that IRA operatives were using the premises to gather personal information on senior members of the British government. Upon hearing that, the Unionist leader David Trimble demanded that Sinn Féin be removed from the power-sharing government. Trimble, who's Northern Ireland's first minister, also called for the dismantling of the IRA. If not, Trimble said he'd leave the government, effectively ending the four-year experiment in Northern Ireland. His arch-rival, Sinn Féin head Gerry Adams, met with Tony Blair at Downing Street today to plead his case.
I don't want Mr. Trimble to walk out of the institutions, but if Mr. Trimble wishes to walk out of the institutions, then let him walk out of the institutions. Because when we get to putting all of this together again, unionism will have to walk back in again.
In a statement today, Tony Blair underlined his position against the continued partnership between the IRA and Sinn Féin.
The key thing that we're trying to achieve is this, that anybody who is in government is committed to exclusively peaceful means, and it is inconsistent with that to have a political party and a paramilitary organization operating as one.
Guy Raz, NPR News, London.